Hi, welcome to NYSE Your Person Institute. Today we have Dr. Susan Swim, myself, Emma McIntosh, and David Abramovich, and we're speaking to a wonderful, wonderful person today who is going to talk about their experience of self-discovery.
Thank you so much for that sweet introduction. So where do I start? Maybe I'll start with what's been the most recent. So this last accomplish one of my most recent accomplishments was getting through biology class. I had two professors, a lecture professor and a lecture professor. My lecture class, I wasn't doing so well. I was actually failing, but the professor reached out to me and helped me get my grade up. Let me retake a couple quizzes, and I was able to bump that fail up to a B, which I was very proud of. But I almost dropped out because that's what was probably the safest thing to do at that point, so I wouldn't be reflected on my what do you call it?
Transcript.
On my transcript, yes.
Yeah.
But I wanted to continue, so I kept going at it, and I was able to pass with a B.
So,
But
one of the
yes.
things is that this week I said to you that I had told that story to like three different people because we find that a lot of young women do not have the confidence sometimes to stay in community college. And there's all sorts of different reasons why, but sometimes that it wasn't, they weren't greatly successful in the past, or other things came up. Perhaps they wanted to, and then they started making money and they kind of rethought where they still wanted to go to college or not. Or college just seemed so daunting to them. And so I thought it would be wonderful to hear from you on how it went from being very daunting to something that you knew that you could do.
Oh my gosh, yes. And it was super daunting in the beginning, even just going down to the school to speak to people or making a phone call was giving me such anxiety that I didn't want to get to it. I didn't even want to do the phone calls because it was just that stressful. I felt like I was going to be against a lot of opposition, and like people could care less about my situation and about helping me. So that gave me a lot of stress because I was afraid of the rejection, the possible rejection. But you told me that it was okay, that it was not going to be a big deal, that basically I had to get my mindset from being focused on the possible rejection to rejection is not a big deal, even if it is a possibility. I'm not going to die from it. So I just have to keep knocking doors until the right one opens. And that's what happened. And when I went down to the school, actually, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. I actually had a lot of people helping me. And I was very surprised because even just from a small comment, I think someone got out of the chair and said, "Well, who said that?" And walked down with me to the other department to try to figure out what's going on and expedite my process of trying to get signed up to classes. So that experience, plus many other positive experiences, helped me gain the confidence that maybe it was all in my head. Maybe it's not full of rejection and opposition. Maybe people do care. And I'm so glad that I did bump into a lot of caring people that did a lot and went out of their way to help me get my classes and get through my classes. I think that's what really helped me get out of that anxiety were and get myself that motivation and get out of that headspace that it's stressful and daunting and full of rejection. It's not always the case.
So if you would have told your, if for some reason I would have said, you know, when you were first taking this course, like you're gonna make an A and a B in this course, what would you have thought?
I would have thought, well, that's pretty optimistic to say. I didn't really feel like I would have. It felt very daunting, like you said. I didn't really believe that I could do so well in something that I, in a subject that I haven't touched in over a decade.
And this process that you went through of kind of facing this daunting event, it was a part of a journey of self-discovery, right?
Yeah, definitely had to do a lot with that as well. It was part of that, just getting out of that false narrative that I can't do it, I'm too small, I'm too this, I'm too that to achieve it or to understand it, and prove to myself that that voice in my head is wrong, that I can do it, that I am capable, that I am worth it, that I am worth the effort, that I am worth the attention and care. And every positive interaction that I had between then, from the beginning of this until now, has proven that. And so when I hear that negative voice in my head, I can kind of dismiss it like, well, I know you're lying because my experiences have proven you otherwise. So I know that it's a lie. And it's easier for me to dismiss it now because I have a new positive narrative that I've been building since then.
So that's quite profound, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So would you have any kind of thoughts for, you know, our listeners to have faith that they can do things without kind of like jumping? It reminds me of jumping into a water and when you first learned how to dive in a pool and you think you're going to die, right? You're going to hit that water, you're going to sink. And it is kind of like a leap of faith, right?
Yeah. It's, I think it's very much just accepting that, learning to trust yourself that even if other people fail you, it's not so much that you're not worth the effort, it's that maybe they are not able to give that effort because they don't have that strength in themselves. And it doesn't really have to do anything with me. So I had to detach people's shortcomings from my worth. I had to detach it. And once I saw people were only able to meet me as far as they met themselves, then it was easier for me to accept and look at myself for my abilities and, well, and not accept that anymore. And if I fell short with myself, I would, or thought that I had to stand up and say, no, well, I don't want this little effort of myself for myself. I want more. I want more love. And I had to find that in myself and give it to myself. And if somebody else fell short or somebody else didn't have enough effort to help me, then I had to fill in that gap and make up for their shortcomings so that I can get myself to where I needed to be. And seeing that it was really in my hands, that as far as I can get myself was just in my own effort, then it really, I was able to, when I needed to get an answer.
I'm just gonna stop you for a second. You're breaking up just a little bit. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, you're breaking up just a little bit. Can you like shift the direction a little bit? Let's see if we can get you back.
Is that better?
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, could you just say what you just said again?
Of course. So, start from where? From the
Oh,
beginning?
You said about making up for people's shortcomings. That was the
Yeah.
And that was where it ended, yeah.
Yeah.
I had to make up for people's shortcomings for whatever direction that I was taking. If my goal was to get in a class or to feel happy because I'm not feeling happy, then instead of looking for other people to fill in that void or to help me get there, if I didn't find an answer with a certain person, then I would try to find a different way. And just knowing that the ability to get to where I needed to go, to get the answer, to get the affection that I needed, if it was in my hands, then I wouldn't be focused so much on how people let me down, because I took that responsibility out of their hands and I put it within my own hands. And that kind of gave me the power back to be able to pursue my goals and the desired feelings that I wanted, because I wasn't depending on somebody else to do it for me anymore. But I was doing that before because I didn't feel like I was worthy, like I wasn't enough. I was living in that state of I'm not enough. And when I finally shifted that to I am enough, then that helped me get my power back to be able to obtain the things that I wanted within myself.
Yeah, that's very beautiful, isn't it? So
yeah,
how is it to have gone through this self-discovery and to be where you are right now?
It's been a, it wasn't always beautiful. It was a very difficult journey because I had to tear apart who I was and rebuild myself. And that isn't always pleasant, but it's worth it. There's going to be, there was many days where I just spent hours just crying with my soul, just crying. A lot of times where I was, what is it, disassociating. And I was just on autopilot. Times where I was going through anxiety attacks and hyperventilating and things like that, not eating sometimes, but I kept pushing through that. I kept, when I couldn't, well, there was times where I could read books and I could process that information, and times where I couldn't, and I had to recognize, well, this is not a time for me to absorb information. I feel like I really need to let go of some feelings, so that in those moments I would put on music and cry. And then there are times where I feel like just listening to like podcasts or people, like videos on YouTube or things like that, or music that just is like affirmation to help me believe the things that I didn't grow up believing. It was different ways of healing, just loving myself in the way that I wanted somebody else to love me, but doing it for myself. And from the beginning to now, I'm glad that I stuck it through. I didn't stop because I didn't feel good. And I didn't try to drown it out with something else, like drinking or whatever else. I just stuck to it. And there were times where I felt like being by myself and I did that, and times where I felt like going out with friends and I did that. But it's not linear when you heal. It really isn't. It happens. Some, you're going to have high days, you're going to have low days, and it's normal. But it's been a crazy journey from discovering that my beliefs were a cause, a byproduct of trauma and not my identity, to trying to break from that false narrative to now creating my new narrative and sticking to it.
So well said. So well said. So I'm just going to wrap this up by So how do you think as therapists we should position ourselves to help journey with someone that is on the road to self-discovery? What would we do as helpers in the field?
I think just being great listeners and not demanding for them to be at a certain level of growth, like, oh, you should be over that by now, or it's or try to dismiss their feelings, just accepting them for where they're at that moment, and just being that positive voice and that positive encouragement. Letting them know that they can do it, that they are worth it, that they are doing great things even when they don't see it. Just being that positive connection really helps create that reality in their head, because positive connections for me weren't a reality in my head. I knew they existed, but just not that they were capable to exist for me in my life. And so having that positive connection with people really helped me believe and then pursue positive connections for myself. So that, and just encouragement, listening has been really helpful.
So we are thrilled that you were able to share this story with us. We're also, like one of the reasons why we do these podcasts are so that people that are hopeless will be able to know that they can achieve hope and that change is possible for everybody.
It
And
definitely is. Yeah.
I think it's so important because a lot of times people will watch things on YouTube or something like that, and they'll start to think there's something wrong with me, that I'm not doing this journey well enough, or I should be doing this, or I should be doing that. And so, I love the love and compassion that you have for yourself, and that you like didn't take no for an answer from your. So you persevered even when it was the territory was so new.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you have to. It's like that Michael Jackson song, Man in the Mirror. Sometimes you have to be the change you want to see, even if it doesn't exist around you.
It's really beautiful too. Well, I tell you what, so we're going to wrap this up right now and we're going to let you we're going to stay on the call and we're going to talk to you at another time, but we so much appreciate you sharing these ideas. Emma and David, did you want to say something before we wrap up?
Just how much inspiration you've provided me, and I've learned so much. And thank you for sharing your story.
Yes.
Thank you, Emma.
Yes. And David?
Mine is that, your journey's been remarkable, and the things that you've gone through and the perseverance and the resiliency that you've shown has been inspiring and makes me want to keep on going in this field. It's what
Yeah.
fuels me.
Thank you. I appreciate all of you.
Well, and thank you so much for talking with us today. And we'll be chatting soon at some point in time.
All righty. I'll talk to
All
you
right.
then.